Hi, it is 8:13 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we are convening the Pacifica National Board Archives Committee. It's March 22nd of 06. And the first thing we're going to do is take roll. My name is Teresa Allen, and I'm serving as convener. Okay, Sarvrindawa?
Here.
All right. Jane Jackson?
Here.
Bonnie Simmons?
Here.
Don White?
Here.
Sherna Gluck? Madeline Schwab?
Here.
Okay. Patty Heffley? Steve Brown? Michael Tarif Warren? Teresa Allen is here. Melinda Eiley-Doan? Bill Jackson? A.C. Bird?
Here.
Kalonji Alusigun?
One, two, three. Here.
Thank you. And Dan Logan. I believe that the Brian DeShazer, staff member, director of the archives, is on the call. Is that correct?
Yes.
Is there anyone else of the staff that's on this call?
No.
Is there anyone else who's on the phone whose name I did not call or you didn't hear your name called?
He's supposed to be on archives.
So I believe that's one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. I think we have eight people on the call. So we do have quorum. The agenda is take roll, approve agenda, mission statement, introduction of Archives Committee new members, archives presentation to the PNB in L.A., by Brian and talking about various projects, nominations for an election of committee chair and secretary, archives committee meeting schedule, and then adjourn.
Thank you, sir.
So does anyone want to move to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Okay, Jane moves. Approve agenda.
Logan, Carol's trying to reach Logan now.
Thank you so much.
You had another number for him.
Okay, Brian, do you happen to have the mission of the Archives Committee?
I do.
Okay, if you want to read it, that would be great.
Sure. Now, this was sort of created by the Archives Task Force, and it has 5 points to it, and basically it is support the work of the Pacifica Radio Archives, become familiar with the mission of the Pacifica Radio Archives and the range and scope of its holdings, and share that knowledge with the PNB members and throughout Pacifica Network. Advocate for PRA within the Pacifica National Board, the local boards and the local stations and affiliates. Assist the PRA staff in promoting the archives and educating local, national, and international communities about the value, range, and scope of the Pacifica Archives holdings. And finally, help with fundraising and other tasks of the archives as needed. So basically, that's just saying that, you know, as we sort of came to create a committee, what I as the director was having a frustration with was, you know, the archives has a different ethic and a different discipline than radio and media. We have, you know, a different advisors that look at things in a different way. And it was very difficult for me to communicate that discipline to a board in a 10-minute presentation or through a 2-page report. So this committee and you members representing all 5 stations and various levels of governance, hopefully I can give you a little bit more detailed information about what we're trying to accomplish and justify the need for further development, increase our budget, and of course further development so we can support that budget and make better informed decisions about the archives as we go through our process of really trying to rescue the materials that are deteriorating. And so that's it in a nutshell.
Okay. Thank you, Brian. Does anybody have any questions?
I have a comment. This is Jane. Can you send us the mission statement by email, please?
I did. I sent it to you on the 15th of the month, but I'll cut and paste and send it again.
Well, would you send it because I'm between computers. Would you send it to Jane Jackson at web?
Wait a minute, Jane, do you want your email told to the whole world on this stream?
Yes, because what you have is wrong.
No, what I'm saying is...
I don't mind, no.
Okay.
That's all right, actually. All right, go ahead.
Jane Jackson at webtv.net.
Okay. Well, that's why you were not, I guess, didn't get notification by email, because I was told that your email was different than that.
I did have a different one. I'm sorry about that. That's my fault, Brian. So I just sent it to you, Jane, with the correct email address.
Thank you. I'll look at it.
Okay. All right. Back to the agenda. The next item on the agenda...
One quick question.
Go ahead.
I hate to ask this question, because it may be because I wasn't listening. I'd like to ask Brian, what reference in the mission is there to the affiliates again? Could you just read the reference to the affiliates?
Item 3.
Thank you. Advocate for the Pacifica Radio Archives within the national board, the local boards, the local stations, and the affiliates. So
yeah,
basically,
okay.
You know, advocating means, you know, promoting what we're doing, special projects, anything that, you know, in any way that you can with ever whatever connection with any of those levels of governance or the network would be.
Yeah, the reason I asked in Washington at the PNB meeting, and subsequently it has been made very clear to me that with the huge number of affiliates, that's a major, and their desire to, you know, to be able to use and program from archives and so on, in my judgment, that's a pretty major element, but it definitely is there, and thanks.
Thank you, Don, and it is a major part of what we do on a whole with connected with everything, premiums and programming specials, obituary materials. What we'll show in the presentation at the board this weekend, you know, how the affiliates respond to the material.
Great. Okay.
Okay. So, next thing is to introduce ourselves, and I have to say that last year when people introduced themselves, I was very, very impressed by the wealth of technical experience that people had with their desire to help the archives. I don't think it's unrealistic to ask in the future if there are people that are not on the LSB, if there are people that are interested in helping in on various projects, we can encourage them to come in as consultants or to work on various projects on subcommittees. But I'm really eager to hear where you're coming from, why you're here at this meeting, what compelled you to join the Archives Committee, and what you would like to contribute to this committee. So can we possibly start with, let's start with Bonnie.
I knew you were going to do that. Can I, can I go in a couple of minutes? I'm just right in the middle of something here.
Right in the middle of a sandwich, it sounds
like. I am. I'm afraid I am.
It
just
makes
couldn't
me hungry.
Look at it any longer and not take a bite.
Go for it, Bonnie.
I'll be done chewing this mouthful if somebody else wants to go first.
Don't worry about it. And if you choose to mute, it's #1. And then to unmute yourself, it's #1. All right. How about Madeline?
Okay. I'm sitting in Brian's office at KPFK. I've been at KPFK since 1989, and I've done almost everything here, from sitting on a switchboard to taking over for the traffic coordinator to being the drive time engineer for, I think, 12 years in the morning, to having my own program for 7 years, I haven't for quite some years, to doing the on-air calendar, and then within the station itself, I now do pledge entry during the fund drives, and when the archives had their first archive day, I worked with them using a system that I teach. I'm a teacher by profession and a radio person by avocation. And I got quite connected, plus the fact that, you know, I'm in this building and every office is my office, so sometimes the archives is my office when I use their pencil sharpeners, etc. But I'm familiar with most everybody on staff, probably everybody actually, unless there's somebody I haven't seen yet. And so as far as what national committee to join, it seemed obvious to me which one I would want to be on. Brian shares a lot of things in process with me, and I'm just always impressed with his vision and his execution. Just before the meeting, I came up here, and there were some postcards from the Tolstoy reading on the desk, and their Pacifica catalog, the little mini one, and everything is done first class, and I think they, you know, we have high standards here, plus this wealth of material. So, again, when it was a choice of committees, there really wasn't a choice for me.
Okay.
The end. No, unless there's anything else you'd like to know.
Thank you, Madeline.
No, you're welcome, fine. Teresa.
Does anybody have any questions? Okay, how about Jane Jackson?
Jane's an original KPFA listener. I'm a number one fan of the archives and certainly of Brian DeShazer. I'm just back on the KPFA board, replacing Fadi Saba, unfortunately. And I'm an ex-fundraiser. And I'm a civil rights and human rights activist. And I'm a person with a disability. Several, in fact.
All righty. How about Sarv?
Well, for the last 2 years, I've been listening to outstanding presentation by Brian DeShazer for the National Pacifica Board, Pacifica National Board. And last time when he had a program about Leo Tolstoy, I got really fired up and I got ordered a whole bunch of posters from him. And I went all the way from here to the Oregon border. And in between all these towns and, you know, wherever I went there, I just kept on putting these posters up because I think it's a real, real important asset and a treasure that we have at Pacifica. And I want to help it and make sure that it's preserved and it's economically it's viable and just keep on growing to record the talents that are to come yet. And so I want to be a party to that and help in that direction. And so with our capacity, if Brian would need me, the book committee would need me, I'll be willing to help.
All right. Don?
Well, I've served two terms as chair of the LSB in Los Angeles, and my appreciation for and my understanding of the role of the archives has just escalated enormously over those two terms. And even since I've joined the PNB, I think no one who's affiliated with KPFK can be untouched by what Sarv correctly identified as the treasure upstairs. I mean, when I go up there, and the hospitality and the warmth of the people up there is so great that there's always someone who can answer a question or kind of take you around. Entering what I call cold storage up there, which is the repository of these treasures, and realizing that some have not been processed and that there's music and words, commentary, and a legacy there that really needs to be treated better. And no one could treat it better than Brian and his staff, except resources limit at times what can be done. So I just want to echo what others have said. I think this is kind of the 50-year-plus legacy of KPFK, and it's a treasure that really exists nowhere else in the world. And it needs to be nurtured. And then, as I suggested earlier, it needs to go out probably in a greater volume to the affiliates. They need, those who are not using this resource need to have training and updating on how they can access programs from the archives and work with the staff. It's just just a marvelous, marvelous treasure. So like Madeline, I jumped on this committee as quickly as I could.
All right. All right. Kalonji?
Well, I used to be a programmer on PFW from 79 to about 86. And there's a host of programs that have been lost when there was a transition, you know, in Pacifica. And I'm very concerned that nothing else gets lost and that we have all of the programming that's been done preserved at the highest possible quality. And so I thought this might be the best place to try to help assure that.
All right. Thank you, Kalonji. AC?
Well, I am also a political activist, a peace activist, as well as a veteran activist as well. And I've had the great privilege of co-producing some programs with Brian. One on, I think I can recall, one on Paul Robeson, a great artist, and one on W.E.B. Du Bois, and a couple of other ones that I can't bring to mind right now. But I think this treasure has been, it's a progressive treasure chronicling practically every movement in America where there's been social change, an attempt to get social change. And I don't think any repository can be any greater than that. Mm-hmm. And this is especially important given the fact that it's that we're under such tremendous pressure right now from the right-wing insurgency. And so to have this historical treasure available to the public is, to me, is extraordinarily important. And I think I joined because I wanted to see that treasure preserved, you know. And I think that that's what Pacifica is attempting to do, and I just want to be a part of that.
All right. How about then, Bonnie?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Really, really good piece of bread, though. I started in radio in 1968 here in San Francisco, and certainly listened to KPFA, although that was not where I landed to do radio until 1990 or 91. I have been there for the past 15 years or so doing a music program, and for the last 2.5 years have been on the LSB as a staff representative. Throughout the years, I have done a number of different jobs that have involved archiving. I, for many years, was on the board of something called CPMC, which is the Center to Preserve Musical Culture, which contains the archives of the radio station KSAN in San Francisco and the archives of Conrad Silvert and John Wasserman, who were both music and jazz critics at the San Francisco Chronicle.
What is that? That was KS what?
KSAN. Was one of the radio stations that I worked at over the years. I was there for about 10 years.
Okay.
I also served as an archivist in that I was the audio director for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland, and spent several years leading up to them opening the museum, building the audio exhibits that are within the museum. Most recently, have gotten to help out a little bit, helping out Brian and Mark and Addie any way that I can with little tiny things that I am able to accomplish.
And let me chime in. Bonnie helped us with the Archives Fund Drive this year and is helping us with a tribute program to Pete Seeger for June release.
Wow.
Oh, bravo.
Tribute.
Awesome.
Yeah, before it gets to become a memorial, for God's sake.
Amen to that.
Thank you.
I thought Pete was still alive.
He is.
He is. That's the
Thank
point.
God. Keep that boy alive.
And it's
okay.
going to be pretty special based on things that are already in the archive coupled with new material.
Cool.
All right. Let me introduce myself, and then we'll go to Michael Warren and Melinda. My name is Teresa Allen, and I have served on this committee when it was a task force and when we were trying to be a committee. And I have a degree in education library science, and I just have a real passion for helping the archives realize, not archives, the affiliates and our sister stations realize the wonderful treasures that we have and bringing them out when they will fit with various programs so we get the widest possible play and awareness. In fact, I would encourage people to, if you can, go to KPFTX and listen to the archive of Professor Lessig, who was speaking with the programming committee last night on intellectual property. That was quite interesting. Okay, so that's my introduction. Michael Warren, would you like to introduce yourself and tell us, you know, why you chose this committee and what possibly you can contribute?
Well, I practice law in New York City, and was quite impressed and intrigued by Brian's presentation in Berkeley when I attended the national board meeting there. But I have been quite impressed by archival material that from time to time has been broadcast on WBAI for a number of years. Since I came to the New York City area back in 1978, and becoming more involved over the years with WBAI, presently on the LSB, been there for a couple of years, and 1 year on the PNB, not quite 1 year, but I think archival material is extremely important in not only conveying a definition of the basic objectives of the station itself, but for purposes of implementing a system of continuity so that the information that is archival and is quite valuable and in fact is a glimpse of history will be communicated to young people so that they have a consistent level of understanding in terms of the past so that they can create a basis for navigating properly in the future.
All right. Melinda Eiley-Doan.
Yes. I'm from KPFT, of course, and I've always had really an interest in history. In fact, I'm married to a guy who has a degree in history from a fantastic school from Vermont, so I have many hours that I'm force-fed the History Channel. But actually, I must say that one thing that really impressed the heck out of me with KPFT, these archives, is when I started hearing recordings of Malcolm X, for example, I'd never heard before. I'd never heard the Ballots and Bullets speech before. The Vietnam speech by Martin Luther King, when I first started hearing this on the archive meetings, and I suddenly realized just how it just cut through as though, you know, it was yesterday. When you look at the current situation. And also, you know, not just from us, but also from what I've heard on Air America, one thing Air America has done, as well as KPFT, thank God, or I should say Pacifica, thank God, along the same vein, is the recordings that they keep where they literally hold the current administration, they hold their feet to the fire. And I think it's extremely important that we must record these sort of things if we're truly going to understand where we came from and what problems have created as a result of things. I think it's a huge responsibility. And I must admit, I've been very impressed by the work of Mr. DeShazer, and I'm excited about, you know, what the future holds. I see that we've got a fantastic wealth of knowledge, and I think the future is only going to be bigger and brighter.
All right, thank you, Melinda. Okay, everyone is in. Brian, do you want to introduce yourself?
Sure. I'm Brian DeShazer. I've been the director of the Pacifica Archives for 4 years now, and prior to that was just sort of general person trying to make things happen and stay cool while the organization was trying to reorganize itself. So, you know, I think that, you know, what I've brought to the archives is, you know, a viewpoint of almost ignorance, because I was, you know, sort of very green to this kind of history coming into the archives as a non-Pacifica person, and sort of what it taught me is what I really want to share with everybody I come in contact with, because there is so much in history that is not available to the youth and as Melinda noted, you know, adults who had never heard Malcolm X. Just today I got an email from WPFW for their last fall fund drive, and Malcolm X outweighed as a premium every other premium that we offered. Once again, it happens every fund drive, and it's astounding that his words still ring true so deeply that it causes people to call in and pledge to the station. And I think that, you know, hearing everybody's introduction, I'm really impressed with, you know, the group of people that have, you know, selected the Archives Committee to serve on, and as you've noted, I've worked with some of you before, and, you know, I appreciate all the applause that you've given me. It's very humbling, because it means that I have a lot to live up to. And I think that we can do it, you know, together. I think that, you know, disseminating information, doing outreach, finding, the way to get funds for a capital campaign for a new space for the archive, and just sort of continue fostering and nurturing the archives and all that we're developing is what we can do. And I think that this year and the next year are our opportunities for major leaps for the archives. We've had definite years of creeping around and not really getting anywhere. But because of our digitization and preservation and access project, we're able to take these recordings and make them more accessible to universities, programming, premium development. There's a new series that the archives is producing, which will be launching in April, which you guys will get to preview at the PNB this weekend. And also, I think the major leap in terms of preservation and what you all desire for the archive is that we're getting the equipment and the software to record all five stations 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and those will be on a server to where we'll be able to cherry pick broadcasts that are significant or important for further preservation onto reel-to-reel tape or another format. But it's a major leap in us being able to access the programs from the stations that are identifiable as something that is worth archiving. So that being the leap, that's now we just start a whole new hub of communications and preservation opportunities.
What is that going to go into? What format is that going to be on, Brian?
What we're going to have to do first is set up the equipment and the software, and then from KPFA somehow has a feed from the stations at a low bit rate.
It's a pretty low bit rate.
Right. So what we're going to do is once we get the computer set up and sort of like test it with that low bit rate, then we'll ask each station to provide a higher bit rate feed, separate for us for archival purposes.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, we'll do it in the testing phase to make sure it works and everything. But all looks well, and it's very inexpensive.
Excellent.
It really is basically just a workstation with, you know, a number of hard drives.
Cool.
That also duplicates what the stations are doing on their websites. So it's very exciting for the future of the archive.
All right. Well, I guess we've kind of started going on to the next item on the agenda, which is archives presentation to the PNB, the LA event, and projects. And we've lost a little bit of time here. I would like to finish the call within the next 40 minutes. So what we'd like to do is basically have Brian explain a little bit about what his presentation is going to be like in L.A., talk about some of the working groups and see if you would like to join working groups. And then we'd like to have nominations for the chair of the committee and the secretary of the committee. And I can send you ballots, and everyone ballots, and then we'll determine what day of the month that we want to meet, and then we'll adjourn. Now, if for some reason we cannot get someone to come up as chair, we could possibly delay that if we could find a convener. But you know, I'd like you to be giving some thought as to how you're going to actually make this a working committee, because it's always been a committee where people rolled up their sleeves and participated. So go ahead, Brian.
All right, so I'm going to try to make it as short as possible. I think, you know, the presentation to the board this time, there's a new structure at the PNB to where instead of a 10-minute or 15-minute presentation, there will be fewer presentations but longer time frames. And luckily, because we're the host city this time, the archives has the opening number of a 45-minute presentation that will include the 15-minute film of our trip across country that's been re-edited to include some of the preserved sound, and then also a presentation that sort of looks at different ways the archives material is used outside of Pacifica. For instance, there's a new book called We Shall Overcome by Herb Boyd. It's a major release, and there are two CDs attached to the hardcover book that is narrated by Ossie Davis and Ruby Dee. And we have, I think, 7 or 8 clips of spoken word from Fannie Lou Hamer, the Black Panthers, et cetera, in the CD book. And so I'll be sharing some of that audio with them. There's a film from the National Park Service, which we used a lot of environmental recordings. And we'll be sharing a clip from the new archive series From the Vault, a new weekly series by the archives that will be distributed to the network and affiliates. We'll also be working on Sirius Radio and XM Radio and trying to offer the series as an internet stream or internet program, podcast, whatever, for new technologies so that we can draw in new audiences for the program and to the archives website. And, of course, we'll be talking about some of the specials that we've done and some of the program that we've offered in the past. And, you know, share some of the new findings. I think some of the feedback I got is that, you know, with this time, people wanted to hear more audio and hear more of how the archive is used. I just discovered a new, an interview with Jean Renoir, the filmmaker from 1960.
Wow.
Which was preserved through the grants. But additionally, I was hunting in some boxes in the back, and you know, your famous archives boxes, and found a number of photographs from that very interview that are really rare. So what I've done, and in presenting this, it doesn't seem that important, but to some people it is, cinema studies. There's a DVD production company called Criterion. And if any of you are film buffs, Criterion selects the best of the best, the most important films, and really produces them and restores them in quite an extraordinary way. And they do a lot of Louis Malle films, Richard Renoir, foreign films, and the great world directors. So the person in charge of producing the DVD productions have already been sent copies of some of these cinema interviews for consideration in their second audio features of the DVD production, which sort of just expands what seemingly is not so important in an archive to new audiences and how we do outreach to new communities. And then, of course, you know, but all, the other feedback from the PNB is that, you know, the presentations are always great. Everybody loves the archive, no matter what your political disposition might be. And everybody can agree that what we have really is a national treasure and must be preserved. But we really don't get to the practical sense of what can the PNB members do and what can you people as the committee do that can really give us practical help in moving us forward in those major leaps, as I said, and not the creeping. We can't creep anymore because there's too many recordings that are too important. So, you know, my suggestions to them, PNB, is as we look at the next year's budget and the budget process, we will be increasing some lines for development. You know, a cataloger will be hired this June. We want to be able to keep the cataloger past, you know, one season or a semester. Of course, we ask the PNB to support the Archives Committee and your activities as we sort of develop what your work will be for us. We're going to be asking them to support the archives through station relations, meaning as I disseminate, as we disseminate information to you, the representatives at the different stations and the different levels of government, we need you to, you know, create the buzz, in essence, of what the Archives is doing. Now that you know there's a new weekly series from the Archives, both in half-hour versions and hour versions, you can be sure that your program councils, your program directors, know about the series and find a way to either put the series on the air or find a way for highlights of the programs to be intermingled into public affairs programming. Again, we know the Archives is very well aware of the airtime wars on at all the stations, and it's very difficult to, you know, preempt somebody or take somebody off to put the Archives on. So that's why we're sort of creating it, looking to the affiliates, and we're looking to new technologies on distributing this kind of series, which really is about looking at everything in the Archive, either by date-sensitive materials or just by random. You know, if we want to look at a great recording about Virginia Woolf from the 70s, now we have the opportunity to do it. We don't have to wait for the anniversary of Virginia Woolf's death to do it, or for Women's History Month or whatever. So it's very exciting. The first episode, which was just completed today, really is going to be produced for Pacifica's 57th anniversary on April 15th. A couple stations, KPFA and KPFT, have already committed to airing it. And it's hosted by Lewis Hill's son, David Moore. And we listen to Lou Hill and Elsa Knight Thompson, the two major influences in Pacifica during the first 20 years. And so we'll hear, you know, really the essence of what the idea of public radio was about, and that's why it's appropriate to distribute it to the Pacifica affiliates for broadcast. It's really about their origins as well as ours. So we're really excited about the series. Let's see. I think somebody had mentioned youth and the materials being having a connection with the youth, and I'm really proud to report that at the NFCB conference, the National Federation of Community Broadcasters, this April 19th through the 22nd, myself and Mark Torres is going to be conducting a workshop for the Youth Radio Conference on taking the mystery out of history. How to use archives as a resource and how to use the archives in new programming and new stories. So we'll actually be giving them an opportunity to produce a 15-minute piece for the archive series. So it'll be very exciting to hear how youth respond to the content of the archive. Let's see, we'll be continuing our work with our Preservation and Access Project. We'll be ending an NEA grant cycle April 30th, at the end of April. So we'll have those folio program guides that really sort of document in text the history of every program aired on Pacifica from the very, very beginning. The first weeks in 1949 are listed. So we actually know what was on the air in those first hours. Very exciting stuff. Those are being scanned and put into an OCR software, which means that you'll be able to search through it via text, through a keyword. If you're looking for Virginia Woolf, you put in Virginia Woolf and you'll find the day and year and station and what hour that program aired. It's a major leap, again, in terms of cataloging and description and finding aids. When we have all the elements of, we have photographs of Jean Renoir, we have the recording of Jean Renoir, we have the folio that documents the day and the time and the station that it aired, all those things together create data that researchers, historians that can use in the future. So that's very, very exciting, and we'll be able to share some of those with the PNB presentation this weekend as well. And I think the last I want to say, without taking even more time up, is just we're just trying to develop more funding revenue streams. And I think that this archive series is one of those keys to bringing in new audiences and generate a regular listenership and a regular listener membership, if you will, to the archives, so that, you know, when we go on the air once a year, people actually expect us. They know what they're going to be getting when they call in. They understand our mission. So we'll just be able to reiterate these, the power of the archives on a weekly basis, which, you know, I hope means that more people will care about us and take care of us.
Okay. All right. Do you want to briefly mention the work groups and see if someone is there anyone from the committee last year that wants to continue on a work group, and do people want to commit to working on any certain projects?
I guess I should introduce the two task forces or work groups, right?
Mm-hmm.
They were the Educational Task Force and the Building Campaign Task Force, being that, you know, the two major, the first highest priority for the archives, which is seemingly overwhelming, which is why we need to create a task force about it, is that we really do need a new building. The tapes need a new home. The office needs a new home. We need space for real archivists and catalogers to do the processing of the tapes that's required, and we need space for the producers to transfer the material in appropriate sound studios. So it's a huge, huge, major undertaking, and we need to start that process. And right now the process is really trying to work with the foundation management in how does a capital campaign for the foundation work that includes the needs of all the stations that need their own new buildings and new rent, you know, new studios and repairs and whatever. Everybody, all you guys know that better than I do, of what all the stations need. It's huge, 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 huge. And we just have to find a way to take a crack at it. And the other one is the Educational Task Force, which is really, I think, the part that can be personal to you. Basically, my thing is, like, whatever we have that we can give you to take to your professor at your university to help them understand that there's a resource for education. That's the first step. The next step is sort of creating new ways to disseminate the information to educational institutions from, you know, high school, junior high, all the way up through colleges and universities and research institutes. So anything, and again, we have some materials, but there still really isn't the definitive piece of literature or brochure or catalog that I can give you to, you know, walk into a university and you know, have you actually get a meeting. So that's sort of like at the genesis as well, as to what does an educational task force mean and what do you guys want out of it. Okay, I'm done.
Good point. Does anyone want to, I tell you what, we have several options. We could ask now if anyone wants to be on any task forces per se. If we don't have any volunteers for the task forces, then we will have to do that as a group. We'll have to do it all. And so I'm going to ask that. If I don't have any takers for the task force, then I'm going to go straight to chair and secretary. And
this is Jane. If I understood Brian correctly, the one that has to do with raising money, the one I want to be on.
The Capital Campaign Building Task Force?
As opposed to the educational one?
Yes.
Yes.
So you want to be on the Capital Campaign?
If that's the naming of the one that isn't education, yes.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else? No.
Could I just...
Go ahead.
Could I ask a question?
Yeah,
certainly.
Teresa. It seems like in the area of fundraising, there are two kind of separated initiatives. One is the Capital Campaign, which Brian has correctly identified as cosmic and huge. I've been in capital campaigns for institutions, and they are really major. But isn't there also work around the ongoing budget, and that this committee could be an advocate over increasing the resources that are allocated by the foundation to the archives? Not that it will be a massive increase in allocation, but we could affect the annual Pacific budget by highlighting some special needs. I know you have needs in the area of archivists and processing the tapes that are now lying kind of dormant, and so on. So in addition to the capital campaign, shouldn't there be a working group over just your ongoing budget needs? Well, I'll end there. I mean, I think I've made my point.
I think that that's sort of the group on a whole. You know, in the new budget process, which is, I think, a new 3-month-long endeavor, which, you know, starts with the staff and the station management or unit managers and involves the LSBs, and although the PNB committees aren't in the process of the budgets except for the finance committee, I believe, at that level, I believe that this committee is sort of a buffer in that, you know, there will be some period that I'll be sharing the budget with you guys and the narrative of explaining why did the line for the cataloger go up, you know, X amount of dollars, and I'll be able to explain that. And as you said, you know, I will be, you know, putting in a fairly healthy budget this year with the understanding that, you know, it probably won't be able to be fulfilled unless we have people like you that can support the reasons and also the ways that we can filter money in to the archives without taking something from somebody else's plate.
That's right.
I think I've always been cognizant of the fact that even though the archives, I'm the advocate for the archives is number one for me, and you know, it's not to hell with everybody else to save the archive. You know, the Free Speech Radio News is vital.
Exactly.
Democracy Now! Is vital. Spanish language programming is vital. You know, every national programming is vital. And the specials, they all cost money that the foundation has not budgeted for. You know, I think the only way that I'm going to be able to accomplish it for the archives is to include you all in that budget process, because that's really the key. Because I think nobody is really arguing the fact that we have these needs and that, you know, that I'm not lying when I say we need a new building. It's just that there's no practical way to get from point A to point B. So I'm trying with this committee to create those ways that are actually practical and not overwhelming to the point where nobody can do anything.
That totally answers my question. Thanks.
Okay. Does anyone else want to say now if they want to participate on a special task force?
I want to go on the educational, or I will help on the other one.
I'd be interested in the education.
Okay.
I'd be interested in the fundraising.
Madeline, education.
Madeline.
Brian.
And Melinda.
Okay.
I'll be on the education side, Teresa.
Great.
Get my name, Melissa.
I've got just 1 minute here. I've got on the educational one, A.C. Bird, Melinda Alidone, Madeline Schwab, and Sarv Randhawa, correct?
Yeah.
And on the capital campaign, Jane Jackson, and were you offering your services, Don, on that?
Yeah, I'm interested in that, and also in the component that Brian addressed around fundraising generally.
Right, and this is Jane, and I don't like the idea of bifurcating them either. I think they should be kept together.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now I'd like to entertain nominations for chair of this committee.
I would, if Bonnie would accept it, I'd like to nominate her. I don't know if she'll accept it, but...
Bonnie's thinking about time.
I'll help you. I'll help you, Bonnie.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, I'd be pleased to accept the nomination.
Okay. Does anyone else want to not make a nomination? Okay. Hearing none.
I do. I do want to make one.
You want to make one? Okay. Go ahead.
I was trying to look at the views again. Madeline, was that Madeline?
Okay.
That who works
you can bypass my name. That's my first meeting.
Oh, it is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What about Scherner Gluck and Sven the Shoes? And they're dedicated to this project as well.
I would think she wouldn't take it on right now in her life. Because she's
right.
very
she
involved
either, yeah.
in the programming committee here at on from the local station board.
Who are we talking about?
Scherner.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, yeah, she has been incredibly dedicated, but because of her schedule, she has not been able to attend some of the meetings, even though the ones that she's been able to set up.
Okay. Well, are there any other nominations?
I have a question, since
yes.
we have one station totally absent from this conversation, should we be doing this?
I don't think we have one station totally absent.
WBAI, is there anybody?
Oh, there is somebody. I apologize.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Warren, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yes, I apologize.
I do have a question, just, you know, I've been wondering where to ask it. Who's going to be here this weekend? Are there going to be enough where we can meet face-to-face, or...?
No, everybody won't be there.
Okay.
I mean, you could meet face-to-face, but you can't officially
well, but
meet.
I'd love to meet face-to-face with you. I'll be there.
I'll be there.
We need to take as many opportunities as we can to communicate with each other.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Right.
Secret handshake, winks, nods,
right.
whatever.
We should... Anyway,
transferring the microphone.
Just by the by, and to take a little break, because it would be nice to at least meet those who are here, meaning L.A.
Well, I'd like to know if there are any other nominations for chair other than Bonnie Simmons. Okay, hearing none, then the nominations will cease for that. Do we have any nominations for secretary of this committee?
I was going to nominate Bonnie, but she's already been elected.
Oh, yeah. I think that'll be enough.
I do, too.
Let me tell you, I don't think it's too complicated to be secretary of this committee. There's not a lot, as you can see, there's not a lot of parliamentary struggles here. And I'm taking the minutes as we go right now on my computer, and I'm up to date, and I expect if there's something really fancy, then I, like Brian, is very good with, sending over a copy of it, if there was a report,
right.
for example, to be attached.
And I nominate you.
I just can't.
Oh.
I'm secretary of the foundation. So. How about you, Jane?
Am I indicated I had more than one disability, and one of them would preclude that.
Mm-hmm. Anyone else?
Let's see, who do we have on this call?
We have Don White, Scherner Gluck, no, we don't have her on, Madeline Schwab, Patty Heffley, Steve Brown.
No, they're not on this call. That's
I'm sorry. Who do we have on this call? Well, we have Madeline Schwab. I don't know what her typing skills are like.
Well,
we have Linda Eiley Doan.
Yeah, I mean, who's been
we
on
have,
the committee before? Anybody?
Scherner Gluck was on this committee before, and I was on this committee before. Kalonji, were you
nice
on before?
Thing, the nice thing about it is there is generally the archive.
I've been
so
on this committee before.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Melinda, how about you?
No! Well, do you want to do a rotating secretary?
Okay, I'll go for that.
Rotating secretary?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know about any success with that, but who moved that?
Oh, Madeline suggested it, and Belinda said I'd go for that. You know, she's been on it before but didn't want to do it every time, so at each meeting... Somebody volunteers to be secretary. We just go through the list.
Okay.
Well, there's some of us that don't want to be on the list at all. So
yeah,
right.
yeah, because you can't do it, sure.
Right.
Okay.
And
well,
I guess, you know, this is Brian, even though I'm not a voting member, I'd be happy to fill in, since I will have to be on every call, fill in as, you know, backup secretary if
well,
somebody's
let me tell
not
you,
willing.
One time I ended up being chair and secretary, and I didn't have access to a computer, and so we don't even have minutes of that meeting, and I deeply regret that. So I do say that maybe, Madeline, you wanted rotating. I would say please let there be a commitment from you and Melinda Eilidone to at least cover those first two meetings.
Okay.
Okay?
So, Melinda, you'll do the first one? Because I haven't even seen minutes before from this. Oh, actually, you're doing the first one, Teresa. Then if Belinda does the second one, I'll do the third one.
Okay. Hey, I got a laptop right here anyway.
Rotating secretary. And you will serve on the next meeting?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Teresa, do we need to formalize by doing the mailed-in ballots?
Yes, I think we do.
I think we do, too, because I know we're doing it with the program committee.
All right, what I'm going to do is I'm going to send everyone a ballot, and it will have my address on it. And today is the 22nd?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to give you until the first of the month to get your ballot to me. Okay.
Thank goodness I can cheat and walk in and hand it to you.
The rest of us will be struggling over this decision for hours.
Okay. This
are
is
we
serious.
Going to accept write-ins since we're not all on this call?
Yes, you can. I'd be happy to accept write-ins, but I would like everyone to make sure that you do it right away so I have it by the first. My name, I'll send it out as soon as I get off this call. And I still would like somebody to help me reach Dan Logan. What else? You do need to put your name and address on the outer envelope.
Doggone, we got a Logan on this committee?
Yes, yeah. We have a Logan. All right, so,
cool.
Okay, and...
May I ask you a question of the chair?
Yes.
With regard to secretary, are you simply going to put... you vote to confirm rotating, or how would we vote on secretary?
That's
we agree, I think. I think we agree we want rotating secretaries, and we have two competent secretaries, three for the first three meetings, including Teresa. So will we just confirm concept of rotating secretary?
Well... what do you want me to do? Does anybody have a proposal?
The only thing I have to say is, can we say secretary in rotation? Because I keep seeing secretaries spinning like tops.
I like that.
I'll be secretary.
Say that again. Wait a minute. Did I hear someone offer to serve as secretary?
No, you didn't.
Okay.
But he talked about a spinning and spinning like top.
Okay.
Teresa, I have a suggestion.
Yes.
For the first, whoever is going to serve as a secretary for the first meeting, maybe we can put his name there, and we can vote for them, and then with the understanding that, you know, the next one will be some other person. For voting purposes, we'll at least have one secretary.
And if I might ask, where is this Logan guy?
Well, he's from D.C., but we don't know where he is.
Yeah, he's. I don't.
We have an old phone number, I think,
and email.
I'll try to get that phone number for you.
Crazy
hours. I called it, and the whoever has that number now says that he hasn't had it.
He's already indicated he can send most of this.
That was my mother's maiden name. That's what I'm asking.
Okay, let's not go into that.
Hey, we always stick together.
Come on, I'd like to end this meeting. Okay, now,
Chicago,
Madeline. Madeline Schwab proposed a secretary in rotation, and Melinda offered to serve at the next meeting. So how about if I just put on the ballot secretary in rotation?
I like that.
That
yeah,
sound okay?
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. All right. Now, and of course, if you want to put in a write-in, you can do that.
I think that should be indicated because the people who aren't on this call don't know that.
So indicate... opportunities for write-ins on the ballot.
Correct.
Okay. I'll do that. Opportunities.
Will you also indicate who volunteered for which?
On the ballot. Okay.
I mean, we have at least three people for very valid reasons who aren't here.
Okay.
One's out of the country, and two are involved in a fundraiser.
Well, if you want to postpone,
I'd like to.
No.
Is that a motion?
I move that we delay elections until the next meeting.
Okay. All elections are
during the conflict that we know existed before we began.
Okay. Jane moves. To delay election until next meeting.
Correct.
Is there a second? I guess you don't need a second, but that's not a bad idea. Bonnie?
Well, it's a much more democratic one. I mean, we've got three people who have awfully good reasons for not being on this call.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, is there any objection to delaying the elections until the next meeting?
Well,
no.
This is Don White.
Yeah.
If I could just speak to it, with all due respect, I don't want to complicate things if there are no other objections. However, the committee reached quorum and is capable of carrying on business, and it's not like the chair of this committee is a highly contested, or it's an issue, I think, where those who are not present tonight probably would very much approve of what we are doing, which is to establish a chair, to get the process moving, to establish a process for secretaries. And so I won't complicate things by objecting if there's unanimous consent. But my preference would be to move ahead with this election and provide a structure for the committee.
Well,
Teresa, I happen to agree with Don.
You agree with Don. Well, may I step down from convener position and weigh in on it? I would really like to have just one person as secretary so there's some accountability. Because the rotating thing, I just really have some concerns about. And, everybody has to work. So I'm hoping that if you're not going to be secretary, if you're not going to be chair, you're going to realize that you have to work somewhere else, and maybe say this is a lesser of evils that I be secretary, because we just can't afford. I mean, Brian has too much work to be done. We can't afford to have people say, well, I'm just going to sit on my hands and just make policy. This is like a working committee. It always has been. So that's my take on it. Still no one specifically offering to serve as secretary. Okay.
Could we leave the secretary open?
We aren't all here either.
Well, the problem with leaving it open is if we continue with the voting for Bonnie and everybody sends their letters, and if we delay that, then we might actually consider that we need to vote again for secretary. I tell you what, let's just go, this is my proposal. How about if we go with the voting on the proposed secretary, and if one person ends up not letting
right.
it rotate further, then that will be the person. Okay, so I'm gonna say Jane.
Like musical chairs.
Jane moved to delay elections until the next meeting. I think it died for lack of second. Or am I wrong?
Yeah, you're right.
Okay. Died for lack of second. All right, and so I'll send out the ballots. Now, when do we want to meet next?
How often you want to meet?
I think we want to.
We're looking to once a month, or
I think we want to meet once a month, but we need to have the subgroups meet in between, because we always need to have people have assignments. So when you come to the meeting, there's some work to be done or reported, or progress.
Perhaps we could. Can I suggest something?
Go ahead,
Teresa. Perhaps we could ask one person from each of the working groups to convene a working group, in between the time of now until the next meeting,
okay.
The next general meeting of the Archives Committee.
Okay.
I'm just trying to.
Well, Well, do we want to determine the next meeting right now?
Yeah, I'm just kind of looking.
Yeah. Please, it's Madeline. All right.
I would say early May would be good for Brian.
Okay, let's look
April's at that. A very active month.
All right. Today is the 22nd. It's a Wednesday. It's not really good for a lot of places because they have local station board meetings.
Right. How are Tuesdays?
Some are good, some are bad.
Yeah. Should we just try throwing something out?
Okay.
Is Tuesday the 2nd too early for you, Brian?
No, that should be fine.
April 2nd? No, May.
No,
May 2nd.
May
2nd. Going to May 2nd. I have a local meeting, but happy to do what we need to do.
It's good for me, Madeline.
All right. How about if we go with the 2nd of
right.
May?
Right.
All right.
Same time? That works for me. Yeah, that works for me.
Okay.
Teresa, could it be May at 5:30? Because I'm usually on the road and I don't want to get into accidents. If it's at all possible.
Well,
5:30. Most of my meetings are 5:30. They work out all right.
Well, the thing is, if you say 5:30, that means that it's starting at 8:30 on the East Coast.
No, but
and that would probably push the meeting until 10:30, something like that.
Yeah, no.
We have a problem with that?
Yeah, well, my problem is. From work, I get off at 5, so it takes me about half hour to get home.
We'll do roll call for the first half hour. You'll come in at 5:30. You'll say you're here, and then we'll start.
Okay, I don't mind as long as you guys don't sneak in some fast.
Well, do you want to say 5? Do you want to say 8:15 Eastern?
Sure.
Oh, okay. Anything.
I guarantee you, no decisions have ever been made in the first half hour of any Archives Committee meeting.
Okay, 8:15. 8:15.
Okay,
next meeting, 8:15 Eastern Standard Time on May 2nd of 06. Okay?
Right.
Sounds good.
One question. It seems like the agenda for that meeting will be extremely important if we're only meeting once a month. So the so-called fundraising or capital campaign committee is thin, but Jane and I and Brian could confer between now and then we probably would like to propose an agenda item that has to do with fundraising,
yeah.
Not just the capital campaign, but also just looking at the needs of the archives so that this committee continues to develop and internalize exactly how thin the financing of the archives are. So we would submit our agenda item to, whoever
wins the... Well,
Don,
would you convene the capital campaign / fundraising subcommittee?
I will do so, and there are like three of us on it, I think, at this time, which is fine because they're all three marvelous people, present company accepted possibly, but what we could do is convene that and then brainstorm and look at how the financial aspects of this committee's work should be presented, and then we'll ask for an agenda item. I think that's very doable.
Okay, so Brian DeShazer, Jane Jackson, and Don White will convene. Who will convene the Educational Committee?
Madeline, Melinda, AC, or Sarv?
You want me to do that?
Yeah.
Okay, I can do that. No problem.
Okay.
Great. Sarv will convene. Okay. And so
but you're
I'm sorry?
Patty, yeah, please. Sorry, I didn't know. I was on a WBAI fundraiser. Okay, here I am. Sorry.
Your phone's sort of breaking up.
I know. I'm muting.
Okay, we'll do #1. Let me just bring you up to date. We've had one nomination for chair, and that is Bonnie Simmons. I'm going to send out the ballots. Brian has made his report, and you'll hear more of that in Los Angeles. We've decided our next meeting is May the 2nd at 8:15 Eastern Standard Time. We have two subgroup committees, and that's the Educational Subcommittee and the Capital Campaign Fundraising Committee. And tell us if you'd like to be on either one of them. The Educational Committee has A.C. Bird, Melinda Eilidon, Madeline Schwab, Sarv Randhawa is going to convene it, and Brian DeShazer. The Capital Campaign Fundraising is Brian DeShazer, Jane Jackson, and Don White. And Don will convene. So, I think that's...
And Teresa, my understanding is that there would be no reason that those that were unable to be on the call tonight or other people that decide that they'd like to be on one of those working groups
mm-hmm.
can't go ahead and join at a latter date.
Oh, definitely. And I suggest that you solicit them. I mean, I'd say Kalonji and just needs to give a little bit more thought as to what committee he wants to be on. Same way
sure.
with Michael
well,
Warren.
I'd like
and,
to get on the education committee.
Okay.
I'm no good at fundraising.
All right. Michael Warren.
Educational is fine with me.
Wait, I'm sorry. Who said, okay, Kalonji, you want to be on educational?
Yeah.
Both of us stated educational. Michael Warren and Kalonji.
Okay, A-L-O-N-J-I.
Just a second here. Let me write it down here to who's on the education committee now. It seems like we've got more people here now.
Michael,
Sarv, I have it. I'll send it to you.
Okay, Brian, thank you.
I'm going to send out this email right away. Michael, okay. Do you like the word, do you like your middle name in there? When you or do you go
sure,
by Michael?
Sure, yeah, Tarif.
Okay.
Thank you.
And everyone, I forgot to mention about the PNB. Right after Friday night after the archives presentation, which is the end of the evening, the archives is hosting a reception open to the public at the Figueroa Hotel, which is across the street from the venue. Which will, you know, have hors d'oeuvres and cocktails and, you know, enough space to chat about. So everybody's invited that's coming to L.A. or is in L.A. to the reception at the Figueroa Hotel.
So, Brian, the Archives Committee got a special treatment?
Oh, you get an extra drink ticket.
Okay. Brian, Jane Jackson and I, on the fundraiser, we're suggesting a $100 charge at the door, okay?
Absolutely.
Thank you, Don.
The first drink, but is there a possibility Sunday evening of those of us who are interested in fundraising getting together?
I think both you, Don, and myself will be around all weekend, so we'll probably just try to find a way to steal ourselves away for a few minutes.
I agree.
I'm talking about after the PNB is ended.
Well, I doubt it. I don't think I'll be around on Sunday. I'll be there Friday, Saturday, and this morning, Sunday morning.
Okay.
Thank you, Teresa.
You might have to do some of this work on your own. Pick up the phone and communicate with people. I have just keyed in that the ballots are due at my home on 4/1/06, April Fool's Day. So I'm sending that out. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
Yeah, I have a motion to adjourn. Yeah.
Okay. Any objection? All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Teresa.
Good job, Teresa.
Thank you, everybody.
Yes. Thanks, everybody. It's great
group.
Meeting.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.